Hallelujah, the name is Christ. I bear witness for the Lord.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名作见证。
This morning, I'd like to share with you passing and receiving the baton of faith.
今天仅以信仰的交棒与接棒作为彼此互勉的题目。
Actually, when I was in high school, I used to love run track and field.
当我在高中的时候，我时常参加跑步比赛。
And I did all different kinds of event.
然后也参加过许多不同的竞赛。
I ran the hurdles.
然后我跳栅栏。
I did the high jump and triple jump.
然后甚至跳高、跳远。
I threw the discus.
然后甚至是掷铁饼。
And I love to do all those events.
然后我喜欢许多田径的比赛。
But there's one event that I dislike the most.
但是我最讨厌的一项比赛。
Is the 4x400 meters.
也就是400公尺接力赛。
That means there's four people.
就表示有四个人。
Each one have to run 400 meters. Each one person had to run 400 meters.
每一个人都要跑400公尺。
Then of course, while you're running, you carry this little baton.
然后所以当我们在接力赛的时候就必须要交棒。
And usually the 4x400 meters is the last event of the meet.
通常这1600公尺的接力赛是所有田径比赛的最后一项比赛。
And quite often the 4x400 meters also would determine if the team can win the meet or not.
通常这也就是一个田径队伍他们能够决胜的一个关键。
So usually the four people running in that relay, they are the four fastest on the team.
所以通常参加这1600公尺接力赛的四位选手必须是跑得最快的选手。
Even though I was running the relay,
虽然我也参加比赛。
I was not the fastest out of the four people.
但是我却不是四个人当中跑得最快的一个。
Because usually when you are the first leg, if you're the first runner,
因为如果你是第一棒的
，that you're the second fastest.
你是跑得第二快的人。
And usually the second runner,
然后通常接第二棒的人
usually the third fastest,
是跑得第三快的人。
And that is usually me.
然后他就是用我。
Then after that is the slowest person.
然后第三棒就是跑得最慢的人。
Then the last person, also called the anchor person, usually the fastest.
然后最后一个人也就是跑得最快的人。
But if you look at the second fastest and the fastest people that run a relay, they have a very easy job.
但是如果你看第一跑得最快和第二快的人，他们通常的可以跑得很轻松。
Because the first person they already have the baton in their hand.
因为跑第一棒的人，他的手上已经有那个接棒，棒子在他手里。
All they need to do is run and pass the baton.
他所要做的就是跑去将棒子交给下一个人。
And the last person.
然后最后一个人。
All he need to do is to receive the baton, and he just run straight to the finish line.
他所要做的就是将棒子接好，然后冲到终点线。
But the second and third runner.The most difficult.
但是第二棒和第三棒的人却是最艰辛的。
Why?
为什么？
Why? First, they had to receive the baton.
首先，他们必须要将棒子接好。
And after they receive the baton, they must pass the baton to the next person.
之后，他们必须要将棒子再交给下一个人。
And this is a very difficult task.
然后，交棒是一个非常艰巨的任务。
Because you know the person who passed me the baton, the first one, he's very fast.
因为跑交棒的人，他跑的速度非常的快。
So quite often, if you're going to receive the baton, you must know how fast he runs.
所以你如果要接棒的话，你必须知道他的速度是多快。
Because between passing baton, you have only about 20 meters to pass the baton. If you finish the line, then you are disqualified.
因为你只有20尺的距离可以来做交棒的工作。
And then you have to understand which way that the person passing the baton.That is the most comfortable way for him.
但是你也必须要明白，那交棒的人他是用怎样的方式才能够顺利的将棒子交给你。
For example, is this the baton?
比方说，如果赞美诗就是那个棒子。
Some people are more comfortable passing baton on top of their hands like this.
然后有些人会将棒子直接放在下一个人的手上。
So in other words, while you're running as fast you can, and then your hands should be like this.
所以不管你跑多快，你的手必须要预备好接棒。
But some people like to pass baton.Underhand, this means the baton is down here, and then they just shoot up your hands like that.
但有些人他们却喜欢将棒子由上递给下一棒的人。
And this one is the most difficult, but at the same time is the fastest if you can do it correctly.
这是最难交棒方法当中最困难的，却是最有效率的方法。
But during the passing the baton,
但是就在交棒的过程当中
，if you are not careful,
如果你不小心
，if you drop the baton, you'll be disqualified.
如果棒子掉在地上，你们 就没有资格再参加比赛。
If you pass baton beyond the limit where you allocated for you to pass baton, you are disqualified.
如果你跑步的距离超过了他设定的交棒范围，那么你也失去了参赛资格。
And then why that person passing the baton, if you miss your hand the first time, is a guarantee you're going to lose the race.
如果你在第一棒就棒子落地的话，那么你这个比赛就失败了。
Because the first time it's trying to pass to you and you miss it, that is like 2 seconds.Less than 2 seconds, but that is the whole race.
然后如果说你就差那一两秒的时间，你的比赛就失败了。
But when we think of our faith,
但我们来思考我们的信仰
is exactly the same thing.
也是同样的。
When we try to pass our faith to the younger generation,
当我们试着将我们的信仰交托给下一代的时候
it's important we must go to the standard of the Bible.
我们必须要按照圣经的真理的标准。
And for those of us receive the baton of faith.From the older generation.
当我们从上一代接下信仰的棒子的时候
，We must be obedient.
我们必须要顺服。
So let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 22.
然后我们来看创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
How can we pass the baton to the younger generation very smoothly and very effectively?
我们如何迅速又有效率的将信仰的棒子传承给下一代呢
？Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
创世纪二十二章第一节。
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
这些事情之后，神要试炼亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说，我在这里。
I must have read, you know, Genesis 22 verse 1 many, many times.
然后我创世纪二十二章第一节，我读了许多次。
But every time I read this verse,
但每一次我读这段经文的时候
it really moved my heart.
这段经文感动我的心。
Because when I read this first verse, I realized that Abraham had such a good relationship with God.
因为当我在读这段经文的时候，我明白亚伯拉罕与神有相当亲近的关系。
And that's why the Bible stated that Abraham is God's good friend.
这也就是为什么圣经之后记载亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
And God spoke to him face to face.
然后神跟亚伯拉罕面对面说话。
So here when God called Abraham's name,
这边当神呼叫亚伯兰的名字。
Then Abraham said, Here I am.
亚伯拉罕就回答说，我在这里。
You can see his relationship with God.
我们也看出他与神的关系。
Is very intimate.
是非常亲密的。
Why? Because God called him by his name.
因为神称呼他的名字。
And when God called him, Abraham also heard the voice of God.
当神叫亚伯拉罕的时候，亚伯拉罕听见神的声音。
So for us as the older generation,
对于我们这些上一辈的人
If you want to pass the baton of faith to the younger generation,
我们如果想要将信仰的棒子传承给下一代
We must have great relationship with our God.
我们首先必须要与神有亲近的关系。
But how can the young generation can see that we have a good relationship with God?
但年轻的一代如何看得出我们与神有良好的关系呢？
By communicating with God.
也就是我们要与神有沟通。
This is by praying to God.
也就是跟神祷告。
If the younger generation always see us communicating with God, for sure they will know that you have a good relationship.
如果年轻人被时常看到我们时常与神在团契，那么他们就知道我们与神的关系。
Just like between a couple.
就如同是夫妻关系。
If we have children,
如果我们有孩子
and they never see us communicate with one another,
然后孩子看见父母是如何沟通
but rather, you know, when we are home, the husband is watching TV and the wife just doing something else.
而不是说当在家的时候先生看电视太太做自己的事
and maybe the only time that we communicate is when we're yelling at one another.
然后当他们如果唯一的沟通时间就是当小孩子找他们的时候
and when our children look at this,
那如果哦、如果说当孩子看见父母亲的沟通
Then they will know that their parents do not have good relationship with one another.
他就知道说父母之间没有良好的关系。
I see the same thing in our term of relationship with God.
所以我们与神的关系也是如此。
If we have good relationship with God,
如果我们与神有良好的关系
the thing that we want to do the most with Him is to communicate with Him.
然后我们想最想跟神做的事情就是想跟神沟通。
You know, when I went to Africa for 6 weeks,
然后我到非洲步道六个星期。
And I realized when I was living in Boston and I was in Africa, I missed Boston very much.
所以当我离开波士顿的时候，我就知道我非常思念波士顿。
Then when I moved to San Jose, when I went to Africa, I missed San Jose very much.
然后当我搬到 搬到圣何西之后，从圣何西去非洲，我又开始想念圣何西。
Then I came to a conclusion, not that because I miss Boston or miss San Jose.
然后后来我想到的是，并不是我想念波士顿，或者是我想念圣何西。
I miss Boston, San Jose because that's where my wife was living at that time.
我之所以会想念那两个城市，是因为我的太太居住在那两个城市里。
Because when I go to Africa, I cannot communicate with her every single day.
因为当我在非洲的时候，无法每天跟我的太太说话。
Why? Because I have really good relationship with my wife.
因为我跟我的太太关系非常的良好。
There's never one day I go without speaking to her.
我没有过一天没跟她说话的生活。
So going to Africa about 20, 30 days without hearing her voice is very, I just feel very sorrowful.
所以当我在非洲二三十天没有办法跟我太太说话的时候，对我来讲是非常大的煎熬。
And then the minister who went with me,
然后与我同行的传道者
he never ever want to call his wife.
啊，他从来没有打电话给他的太太。
And I say to myself, I mean, does he love his wife?
然后我就问说，他爱不爱他的太太？
And I tell him, call your wife, call your wife. He said, no, no, right?
我跟他说，哎，你要打电话给你太太啊？说啊，不必了。
And one day, I had a phone.
啊，有一天我拿了个电话。
I dialed his number.
啊，我打了他家的电话。
I mean, his home number.
另外一位传道家里的电话。
And I just gave the phone to him.
我就把这个电话拿给这位传道。
I said, your wife is on the phone.
他说你的太太在电话上。
Then he spoke to his wife.
然后他就对他的太太说话。
And after that, he was sad through the whole day.
然后之后他整一天都很快乐。
And then I realized why he doesn't want to talk to his wife.
哦。对不起
Then I realized why he doesn't want to talk to his wife.
他讲完电话之后，他一整天都很心情不好，就知道为什么他不要跟他太太说话。
Really, after he heard the voice of his wife, he missed her so much.
哦，因为他非常思念他太太的声音。
And it made him sad and cannot focus on his ministry.
因为他听到他太太的声音，让他太难过，使他没有办法专心工作。
Not because he did not love his wife, that's why he didn't want to call, because he loved his wife too much, that's why he didn't want to call.
不是因为他不爱他太太所以不打电话，而是因为他太爱他太太所以他不敢打电话。
So in any relationship,
所以不论任何的关系，
if we truly love one another,
如果我们真的彼此相爱，
there will be great communication between that person that we have a relationship with.
那我们会与那与我们良好关系的人会有很好的沟通互动。
And that's the same thing with God.
这也是我们与神的关系。
If we have good relationship with God,
如果我们与神有良好的关系，
then there's no doubt we'll be able to pass the baton of faith to the younger generation.
那我们要将信仰传承给下一代就没问题了。
Why? Because if we love God,
因为如果我们爱神，
then we also will love the younger generation.
我们也会爱我们的下一代。
And that's why chapter 22 verse 2.
也就是在22章第二节。
Then it says, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah.
神说带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去。
So God knew that Abraham loved Isaac very much.
神知道亚伯拉罕非常爱以撒。
And this is very important to pass the baton of faith to the younger generation.
这是要信仰传承的重要的重点。
Because if we have no love for them,
如果长辈对下一代没有爱
then why would we take the time to train them concerning the word of God?
我们为什么要花时间来训练他们来知道神呢
If we don't love them,
如果我们不爱下一代
how can God be pleased if we want to pass the baton of faith to them?
神怎么会愿意欢喜我们将信仰传给他们呢
I mean, look at the relationship between Abraham and Isaac.
重新检视一下亚伯罕和以撒的关系
And if we look at the let's look at verse 7.
我们请看第七节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 7.
创世纪22章第七节。
But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son.
第七节，以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿。
So when God called Abraham by his name,
所以当神称叫亚伯拉罕的名字的时候
and Abraham said, Here I am.
亚伯拉罕说我在这
Then when Isaac called Abraham his father
所以当以撒称他的父亲啊的时候
And then look at how Abraham responded
亚伯拉罕的回答是什么呢
He said here I am my son
他说我儿我在这
This means they truly have good relationship with one another
可看出这父子之间的关系非常的亲密
Remember they have about 100 years of generation gap.
我们要记得这对父子他们的年龄差距是100岁。
But why was Abraham be able to communicate with Isaac very lovingly?
但是为什么亚伯拉罕能够用非常亲爱的方式与他的儿子沟通呢?
There's no doubt because Abraham loved God.
唯一的理由就是因为亚伯拉罕爱神。
And because of this, that love of God you know, comes inside him, he also can love his son.
因为他, 亚伯拉罕爱神的心, 使他能够用真爱来爱他的儿子。
You know, you can see when Isaac talked to Abraham.
我们看出以撒对亚伯拉罕说话的态度,
what did he say?
他说什么呢?
Actually, ask him a question.
他是问他个问题吗?
He said, look, the fire and the wood.
他说看啊, 火跟柴呢?
But where is the lamb for burnt offering?
那, 燔祭的羊羔在哪呢?
Yes, and verse 7, right? And verse 7.
在第七节的下半段,
quite often, really, when, no, for me, being a pastor is difficult.
对我而言, 要当一个传道, 是困难的,
but being a husband and a father is more difficult.
但是要当一个好丈夫和好父亲更困难,
especially when my nephew came to live with me.
特别是我的外甥子跟我住在一起,
he always asks so many questions.
他常常会问我许多的问题,
you know, quite often when I go to Houston or I go to Austin, he would go with me for a ride.
我的外甥每当我去拜访德州不同的教会的时候，他都会跟我一起同行。
And 4 or 5 hours, all he does is talk.
然后在这四五个小时的车程当中，他就一直讲话。
And quite often I, you know, we don't tell him this, but quite often I turn the radio a little bit loud so I don't hear him, but he still continues to talk.
有时候我不想跟他讲话，就把录音收音机打开，但是他还是继续说话。
But one time before we start a journey,
但是有一次在我们在旅行之前,
and I said, you know, Seven, Uncle is very tired.
然后我就跟他说，叔叔现在很累了。
You know what would be really nice on this trip?
他说，如果你可以在这路上对我好吗？
And he said, yeah, it would be nice if I don't talk to you. That's what he said.
然后他说我知道如果我不对你讲话就是对你好的方法。
Why? Because everything he sees on the road, he asks questions about this, but I mean, how would I know? How would I know about all these things, right?
因为每当他在路上看到新奇的事，他就开始问问题，但是我怎么知道如何回答他的问题呢？
So I always pray, God, please put him to sleep at least a couple hours on the trip.
所以每当出发之前，我都会祷告说，求神让他能够睡着，让我能够安静几个小时。
But when we develop this kind of relationship.
但是我们就是有如此的关系。
Ask my niece Paulina, right?
然后来看看我的外甥女。
So when I ground them, when they do something bad, I ground them. And what is the punishment?
然后所以当他们做错事情的时候，我会处罚他们。 那他们处罚是什么呢?
That their punishment is they can no longer talk to uncle.
就是他们的处罚就是他们不准跟舅舅讲话。
And you think that is very strange, right?
你会觉得说这是个很特别的处罚方法。
No, I mean, most of the kids say, oh, thank you, right? Thank you, I don't need to talk to you, right?
许多孩子可能说，谢谢，我真的不想跟你说话。
And if they say thank you, this means they don't have good relationship with us.
如果他们对我们说谢谢, 那表示说他们跟我们的关系非常差。
But you know, my nieces, they know that talking to uncle is the most blessed thing in the whole world.
但是对我外甥女来说, 跟舅舅说话就是全世界最有福气的事。
Of course, I'm exaggerating it, but
当然我有些夸张。
But actually, if you have good relationship,
但是如果我们跟神有好的关系,
communication is such a beautiful thing.
然后沟通就是一件非常美好的经验。
So the same thing if you have good relationship with our God.
所以如果我们跟神有良好的关系,
we would love to communicate with him.
我们会想要跟神沟通。
And the same thing, we have good relationship with one another.
同样的，我们若与人有美好的关系。
Because even God knew that Abraham loved Isaac.
甚至神都知道亚伯拉罕爱以撒。
And Isaac also knew this.
以撒也知道这件事。
And that's why Isaac also knew that his father also loved him very much.
所以以撒也知道他的父亲非常的深爱他。
Through this whole journey,
所以在这一路上,
Isaac spoke only once.
以撒只说过一句话。
And that one was asked his father that question.
也就是他问他父亲的问题。
Why? Because Isaac just feels so completely, you know, comfortable with his father.
那是因为以撒对他的父亲有全然的自信, 所以他能够自在地跟父亲在一起。
So he wanted to pass the baton of faith to the younger generation.
所以当我们要将信仰的棒子传承给下一代的时候,
we must love God with a totality.
然后我们必须要先爱神。
And we also must love them.
然后我也必须要爱人。
Because even though sometimes loving them is very difficult.
因为有时候爱人是困难的。
Of course, it's much easier. You know, for example, my nephew, when he came to me, he had 3.5 hours of surgery for his teeth.
然后有一次我的外甥来找我，他跟我说他开了3.5个小时的牙齿手术。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because my sister, who is his mother, loved him very much.
因为我的妹妹，也就是我外甥的妈妈，非常爱他。
And because she loved him so much, he can eat all the different kind of candies he want.
因为我的妹妹非常爱她的儿子，所以就给她吃各式各样的甜点。
So when he came to live with me, all his teeth were rotten.
所以当他来跟我住在一起的时候，他是满嘴蛀牙。
You know, when you're that young, when your teeth are rotten, and when you first go to school, the teacher put him like an ESL or something like that, because they thought he didn't speak English.
然后但是你就想一个小男孩满嘴蛀牙，他去学校的时候老师就把他放在这英语那个英语学习班，因为以为他不会说英文。
Because he has no teeth when he speaks, it's not so clear.
因为他牙齿掉了，他说的英文都口齿不清，所以老师以为他不会说英文。
And that's only that my nephew have beautiful smile.
然后另外的就是我的外甥，他有个很美丽的笑容。
But when his teeth were all rotten, he had no teeth. He doesn't want to smile.
但是他的牙齿坏掉之后，他就不愿意微笑了。
Of course, it's a different way to love our children.
但是我们爱孩子有不同的方法。
But for me, the best way to be able to sit down with them and communicate with them.
然后我的方法就是坐下来跟他们讲话。
And every time they say, Mom or Dad, we say, Here I am.
然后每当说，当孩子说父亲啊或母亲的时候，我们要说孩子，我在这。
When our children say, Mom and Dad, oh, no, go sit down, Mom, Dad is busy.
然后当孩子呼叫我们的时候，我们会说，哎，你坐那边，爸爸妈妈现在很忙，不要烦我。
And also, let's read 22 verse 2.
我们先读22章第二节。
And God said, Take now your son, your only son,whom you love, and go to the land Moriah, and offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains on which I shall tell you.
第二节，神说，带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的地，你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
What did God require of Abraham?
神要亚伯拉罕做什么呢？
Offer him the thing that he loved the most.
将他最爱的献为燔祭。
I mean, if Abraham had 12 children during that time,
如果亚伯拉罕那时候教孩子
and God said, offer one of your 12 children to me,
如果亚伯拉罕有十二个儿子，他说将你的十二儿子之中献一个给我
then I don't think it was a problem.
或许对亚伯拉罕不是个问题。
But what happened if Abraham doesn't love his son?
那如果亚伯拉罕不爱他的儿子
why don't you offer one of your 12 sons and especially the one you don't like, offer them to me?
那如果说将你十二个儿子当中最不喜欢的儿子奉献给神有什么问题呢
I'm sure it's much easier for Abraham to do that.
我想对亚伯拉罕来讲或许这样容易多了。
But Isaac, he was only son.
但以撒是亚伯拉罕的独生子。
And Isaac is the son that you love.
而且是亚伯拉罕所爱的儿子。
But he's willing to offer that to God.
但亚伯拉罕愿意将他最爱的儿子献给神。
So really the same thing for us.
所以对我们来讲也是
If you want to pass a baton of faith to younger generation,
如果今天我们要将信仰的棒子交给下一代
they must see that we are the old generation willing to give our best to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们必须要看到说我们愿意将最好的献给神
What is our best?
什么是我们最好的东西
The thing that we love most.
就是我们最爱的东西
Of course, the thing that we love most may be our children.
我们最爱的可能就是我们的孩子
No, the GA tried to recruit, TTB student for the last 4 years.
在美总在过去四年不断的招募神学生。
But there's no applicants.
但是却没有报名者。
And you know, I know a couple of brothers want to become a pastor.
我知道有些弟兄想要献身当传道。
But what's stopping them?
但是什么阻止了他们呢
？Their parents are the one to say no. Why would you want to become a pastor?
因为他们父母亲告诉他，你为什么要当传道呢
？You went to school for many years. Now you want to become a pastor?
你读书那么多年，为了只是要当传道吗
？And say you become a pastor, you make no money.
你当传道，你没办法赚很多钱。
Then you work so hard.
然后你要做很多的工。
Then you move everywhere. Your family is going to be in chaos.
然后你要常常搬家，那你没有办法兼顾你的家庭。
But why do parents say this?
为什么父母要这样说呢
？Not because they don't want their children to.Serve God.
不是因为他们不愿意自己的孩子侍奉神
Because they feel they love their children very much.
而是因为他们太爱自己的孩子了
And if their children become a pastor, work of God, then it's going to be very difficult for them.
因为如果孩子献身当传道之后，他们生活会非常辛苦
But if we truly love our children,
但如果我们真的爱自己的孩子
Even though we love our children so much,
虽然我是这么爱的孩子
And if they have the heart to serve God,By all means, let them go.
如果孩子有愿意侍奉神的心，就让他们去吧。
But of course, you know, that's according to God's calling.
然而，这当然是必须要基于神对孩子的呼召。
So give whatever's best to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要将我们最好的献给神。
And another thing that we love the most is our time.
然后，另外我们最爱的另外一件事情就是我们的时间。
Because time nowadays is very precious.
因为时间非常的珍贵。
If our children see we give.No, our time to our Lord Jesus Christ every single day. For sure, they know that you know we give him our Lord Jesus Christ our best.
那如果孩子看到每天都花时间奉献给神的话，那么孩子知道说我们非常的爱神。
And look at chapter 22, verse 3.
我们请看二十二章第三节。
So after Abraham loved God, loved his son, gave him his best, and then look how diligent Abraham was.
他们看出说亚伯拉罕他爱神爱他的儿子他也非常辛勤的工作
And verse 3
第三节
So Abraham arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him
亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他的儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
You know, this is very interesting.
这是非常有趣的记录。
Why? Because Abraham had many servants.
亚伯拉罕有许多的仆人。
Why? He was the one that rose early in the morning and saddled the donkey and of course, and also, you know, took the wood.
那为什么亚伯拉罕要清早起来准备驴子，还劈木材呢？
Why did he do that?
为什么他要自己做呢?
Why didn't he just ask his servant to do it for him?
为什么他不交代他的仆人做就好呢?
Why didn't he just wake Isaac to do it for him?
那为什么他不叫他的儿子跪他做呢?
Because this task is directly from God.
因为这是神对他托付的任务。
And this task between him and his son Isaac.
因为这件事情是他与儿子之间的事。
But he rose early in the morning.
但他清早起来。
To do what?
做什么呢?
I'm sure not to play golf.
我相信不是来打高尔夫球。
And not to go to the beach.
也不是去海边。
But he rose early what? To do God's will.
而是他清早起来要做神的，按神的旨意做事。
And rose early to give what is best to God.
要清早起来将他最好的献给神。
This is not easy for a father.
对一个父亲来说，这不是件容易的事。
You know, quite often I realize that why the youth always late for church.
有时候我心想，为什么年轻人总是聚会会迟到呢？
And I realize because their parents are always late for church.
因为他们的父母聚会也迟到。
And because they don't drive, they cannot get to church. And then, of course, if their parents are late, they also will be late.
因为孩子不能开车，父母迟到的话，他们也就跟着迟到了。
But actually, when we want to pass the baton of faith to younger generation,
所以当我们要将信仰传承给下一代的时候
，we really must be diligent.
我们自己也必须要辛勤工作。
So now we must show them how hard we work.
然后我们要很。向孩子表示说，我们是如何认真殷勤来做主工。
Not only in our life, but also our spiritual life.
不单是我们的日常生活，也要兼顾我们的属灵的生活。
No, when I was a TTP student,
当我是个神学生的时候
，I admired the senior minister so much.
我非常的敬佩我们的年长的传道者。
When I say I admired them, I admired the servitude that have toward God.
我敬佩他们的是他们侍奉神的态度。
Because during that time, I was the only student.
因为那时候我只是个神学生。
So when the instructor come to teach me,
所以当他们来教导。
And of course, by 11 o'clock, I would be exhausted already. 11 p.m., I would be exhausted already.
当然，在晚上七点的时候，我已经精疲力竭了。
Because we start at 7 o'clock with prayer, and then after that, we have, you know, we have a lecture all day.
因为我每天早上七点有早祷会，之后有一整天的课程。
But so many times, I want to go to sleep.
很多时候，我很想睡觉。
But the problem is, the minister, they always up.
但问题是，那些年长的传道者都一直清醒在做事。
So when they are up studying and doing things, I cannot say, "Oh, good night, I'll see you tomorrow."
当然，当我的老师还在读圣经做事情的时候，我不好意思跟他们说晚安，我去明天见。
Actually, I also have to stay up.
然后老师熬夜，我也跟着熬夜。
Of course, for older people, quite often they need less sleep.
然后当然，年长的人他们睡得少。
So if they're going to go to sleep 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, I have to stay up until then also.
所以他们有的时候会熬夜到一两点才睡，我也必须撑到一两点才睡。
And quite often I find myself praying, God, please let them go to sleep early.
所以有的时候我发现我在跟神祷告说，恳求神让我的老师们能够早点睡觉。
Because if not, I cannot go to sleep here.
因为如果我的老师们不睡觉的话，我就不好意思去睡了。
But this kind of spirit of serving God really it put a great impression in my heart.
但是老师们他们侍奉神的心智对我有相当大的影响。
So when the younger generation look at us,
所以当年轻人在看着我们
，Do we come to church on time?
我们是否准时来教会
？Do we feel excited to come to church?
他们来教会的时候感到兴奋。
And this kind of thing they will see inside of you and I.
所以这是孩子能够从我们身上看到的。
No, since my niece and nephew came to live with us,
自从我的外甥子女来跟我同住的时候
，Of course, usually as minister, our schedule, our day schedule is very flexible.
身为一个传道者，我白天的时间非常的有弹性。
Because during time, my nieces they have some kind of zero hour, or zero period in their high school.
然后当然在高中生他们会有一些特地没有事做的时间。
I know it start like before 7 or 6:30, something like that.
可能是早上七点以前的时间。
So what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？So that means the family altar must be very early.
所以换句话说，整个家庭必须很早起来。
But I don't need to get up early and pray.
但是我不用很早起来祷告。
But if you know if I want to build a family altar, of course, as a husband, as a pastor, as an uncle, I need to get up early also.
但是如果我说身为一个传道丈夫跟一个舅舅而言，如果我要建立一个家庭祭坛，我就必须要早起。
And for those couple of years, getting up at 5:30 in the morning, every morning, praying with them is really burdensome. Really
然后在那段时间, 每天早上5点半起来, 陪我的外甥跟外甥女祷告是非常累人的事。
But I had to do it because I must be an example for them.
但是我必须这么做, 因为我要为他们立下榜样。
So that's why for us, yes, even though sometimes it's very tiresome to do a certain things.
所以对我们来说, 如果有的时候, 我们要做某些事情是非常累人的。
Just like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕。
He rose early in the morning, he saddled a donkey, he split the wood, and then he had the journey with his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕清早起来被驴劈柴，然后他才带他的儿子出发。
We cannot be lazy.
我们不能够懒惰。
If we are lazy, the younger generation look at us, they also feel like, wow, you don't really love God.
如果我们懒惰的话，那年轻人看着我们，觉得我们就不爱神了。
Not only that, look at chapter 22, verse 5.
然后不单如此，我们再继续看第五节。
And Abraham said to his young man, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you."
第五节，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”Not
only that we have the need to be diligent.
所以他们不但是要辛勤工作。We
also need to have faith in everything that we do.
然后我们对我们所做的也必须要有信心。That
is pertained to the holy work of God.
然后我们在做圣工的时候。So
here God asked Abraham to go to the Mount of Moriah and sacrifice his son, but Abraham said what? The lad and I will go yonder and to worship God, then we will come back to you.
神对亚伯拉罕的吩咐是到亚摩利山上献上独生子，但是亚伯拉罕这里却说：“我与童子往那拜拜，就回到你们这里来。”
You know, Isaac was walking with him.
所以以撒是与亚伯拉罕同行。
And what did Isaac hear from the mother Abraham?
所以亚伯拉罕从他父亲口中所听到的是什么？
He heard, "We will go to worship God together."
他听到的是我们会去那里一同拜神。
Then we will come back together.
然后我们会一同回到这里。
So these are all the things that Isaac heard.
这就是以撒所听到的。
He did not know that he was going to be the sacrifice during that time.
他并不知道他将要成为燔祭被献上。
So the same thing when we want to pass baton of our faith to the younger generation.
同样的，当我们将信仰的棒子传承给下一代的时候，
faith is very important.
信心是重要的。
Because faith is something you cannot see.
因为信心是看不见的。
But the hope is inside our heart. We can truly see it and clearly live it in our lives.
但是我们内心所存的盼望是让人能够感受得到的。
If the younger generation not feel that we have faith,
如果年轻的下代没有办法从我们身上感受到我们的信心,
there's no way they want to receive the baton of faith from us.
他们可能就不愿意从我们手中接下信仰的棒子。
But quite often it's not an easy thing.
通常这个不是一件容易的事。
To have faith is a lifelong process.
有信心是一辈子的事。But
Abraham had great faith.
但是亚伯拉罕他有很大的信心。And
not only that.
不单如此。But
look at verse 6.
看第六节。
Chapter 22, verse 6.
22章第六节。
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid on his Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
第六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以扫身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是两人同行。
Not only the Abraham was full of faith,
不但亚伯拉罕自己充满信心,
but he was not afraid to involve Isaac in this holy work.
他在做圣工的时候也将以扫一同邀请他做。
He can just ask the two servants to carry the wood and go to Mount Moriah.
他极可能叫两个仆人来背柴就可以了。
But instead he put this wood on the back of Isaac.
但他却将献祭的柴放在他儿子身上。
Why? Because he wanted to teach Isaac the way of the Lord.
因为亚伯拉罕要教以撒神的道理。
He wanted Isaac to be involved in his holy work.
他希望以撒也能够参与圣工。
And this is also very important.
这也是非常重要的一点。
No, quite often we as the older generation,
通常我们身为长辈的,
sometimes we don't want to pass the baton to the faith to younger generation.
有的时候我们不愿意将棒子交给下一代。
And sometimes we are afraid to involve the younger generation, in the things that we do.
有的时候我们会害怕让下一代参与我们所做的圣工。
But actually we should not feel like that.
但实际上我们不应该如此。
Because the younger people sitting here this morning, they will be the future of our church.
因为今天坐在会堂里面的年轻人将是我们教会下一代的希望。
If we don't nurture them,
如果我们今天不教养他们
them,
今天不训练他们
if we don't involve them in holy work,
今天不让他们做圣工
how can they know the will of God?
那他们以后怎么明白神的道理呢
and how can they willingly to receive the baton of faith?
那以后他们如何愿意来承受信仰的棒子呢
my nephew, he's 10 right now.
然后我的外甥现在十岁了
when he turned 8 years old,
当他八岁的时候
becauseYou know, when he was younger, we get up and pray with him every morning.
因为他年轻，他小的时候，我们每天很早起来跟他祷告。
We wake him up in the morning.
我们早上叫他叫起来。
We give him breakfast to eat.
给他吃早餐。
We do his laundry for him.
然后帮他洗衣服。
But now 8 years old. I mean, now he's 10 years old. But starting from 8 years old.
然后他现在已经十岁，当他八岁的时候。
He has to get up by himself.
他必须要自己起床。
So every morning he get up around 6:45 by himself.
所以每天早上6:45起床。
Then he go to brush his teeth or take a shower.
他自己刷牙洗澡。
And then he go and get his own breakfast.
然后他自己吃早餐。
Then he pray by himself.
然后他自己祷告。
Then it's hard to believe, like, how can this young boy can do all these things?
然后让一个年这么小的男孩懂得自己做这些事是难以置信的。
You know, every morning when I hear him pray by himself, I just feel so touched. I feel so touched.
所以每天早上当我听到这个孩子自己祷告的声音，让我非常的感动。
And why we want to do allow him to do everything himself?
为什么要让他自己做这些事呢
？And he does his own laundry too and fold his clothing too.
他也自己洗衣服，自己折衣服。
Because they're never too young to do things for themselves.
因为他们不会太小到不会为自己做些事。
Really, now if he's by himself, he can take care of himself. He does his own laundry. He does get his own food and all that kind of stuff, right?
然后像现在他已经能够自立，自己照顾自己了。
But the most important is praying.By himself.
但最重要的是他能够自己祷告。
Of course, we also pray with him, not in the morning.
但是我们也跟他祷告，只是没有早上跟他一起祷告。
Because we want to train him that your relationship with God is independent of our relationship with him.
然后因为我们希望我们透过我们的关系，让孩子能够建立自己与神的关系。
But when he went to Boston for a whole month,
但是当他去波士顿一个月的时候
，He did not read or he didn't pray.
他没有祷告。
Yeah, it's very sad. Why? Because for him, now he's still thinking that if my uncle is not there, I'm not going to pray. That's what he's thinking.
然后他现在他有时候会想到只要舅舅不在我就不用祷告了。
So he went to Boston for 1 month again, this time.
所以这一次他再到波士顿一个月。
Then we told him to take his little journey, make sure he pray and read the Bible an hour a day.
然后所以我就提醒他要每天读经祷告。
And we'll see what happened when we return back.
然后我看到他回来的时候会情况如何。
So I try to involve my nephew in everything that I do.
所以我试着让我的外甥跟着我做一样的事。
You know, when he was younger, I asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up?
因为我就问他说你长大之后你要做什么
He said, I want to become a pastor.
他说我长大之后要当传道。
And now that he's a little bit older, I asked him, what do you want to be?
然后现在我在问他说你想要当什么
He's like, oh, I don't want to be a pastor.
他说我不要当传道。
And I say, why?
我说为什么
He was like, I never see you.
因为我现在没有看到你。
I'm like, okay, I cannot argue with that.
然后我就没有办法跟他争论。
Now you want to become like a painter or something like that.
现在他想要当画家。
But of course, you know, for us, we need to...Allow the younger generation to develop a relationship with God themselves.
所以我们必须要让年轻的一代自己建立与神的独立的关系。
So don't be afraid to involve the younger generation in a holy work.
所以不要担心，所以一定要让年轻的参与我们所做的圣工。
And quite honestly, sometimes they do better than we do.
坦白说，有的时候年轻的人做的比我们更好。
Not only that, look at in verse 6.
我们看第六节。
What did Abraham have in his hand?
亚伯拉罕手中拿什么呢
？First Isaac saw, right, that Abraham had fire in his hand.
亚伯拉罕手里拿着火与刀。
What's that mean?
什么意思呢
？That Isaac can see that his father was filled with the Spirit of God.
所以他看到他的父亲是被圣灵所充满。
So just like for us,
同我们也是这样。
If we want to pass a baton to the younger generation and for them to receive it, we must live a life.To show them that we are filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们要将信仰传承给下一代，首先要让他们看到我们有被圣灵充满的生活。
Because we're always going to carry a fire in our hand.
因为我们手里将会拿着火。
And not only that.
不单火。
But also he sees that Abraham has also a knife in his hand.
他亚伯拉罕手里还拿着刀。
Of course, the knife represents the Word of God.
火代表是神的道。
Because these are the two things that we need to have to sacrifice to God.
因为道理与火与刀是我们为神奉献所需要的。
Because we worship in spirit and in truth.
因为我们要在真理和圣灵里面来向神敬拜。
But if the younger generation,
对年轻来讲
if they look at us,
当他们看着我们
we are lazy to pray.
如果我们 And
we really don't like to read the Bible.
我们也不喜欢读圣经。
And everything that come out proceed from our mouth is very worldly.
然后我们口中所说的话都是世俗的事。
How can they have the faith to receive the baton from us?
那他们又如何有信心来从我们手中接下信仰的棒子呢？
So that's why let's look at Abraham as an example.
所以我们要以亚伯拉罕为我们的榜样。
He loved God very much.
他非常爱神。
And he loved his children very much.
他非常爱他的孩子。
And then he gave his best to God.
他将他最好的献给神。
And he was a very diligent person.
他是个殷勤工作的人。
Not only that, he had great faith.
他还有很好的信心。
And he was not afraid to involve his son in the holy work.
甚至他会邀请他的孩子与他一同做圣工。
But more importantly,
更重要的，
he had the fire in his hand.
他手中有火。
He had the knife in his hand.
他手还拿着刀。
And that's why when they went to the altar,
所以当他们走到祭坛的时候，
look at verse 9.
看第九节
Verse 9
第九节
Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there, and placed him, placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Verse 10.
第十节
And Abraham stretched out his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. We can see here, right?
在这里我们看到
That Abraham, he built an altar where he's supposed to build.
亚伯拉罕照神的指示的地方筑坛
And he tied up Isaac.
他把他儿子捆绑
And Isaac just there allowing his father to tie him.
以撒就站着让他父亲绑住他
Can you imagine Isaac is running around?
你能想象以撒他是到处在逃跑
And Abraham have to chase after him. Hey Isaac come here. Hey Isaac come here.
然后亚伯拉罕必须追着他儿子跑着说以撒来这里以撒来这里
Remember Isaac, I mean Abraham is like 110 years old already by then.
你要记得亚伯拉罕那时候已经110岁了
I'm sure he's not as fast as Isaac is 10 years old maybe, I don't know.
我想他一定追不上10岁的以撒
But Isaac could make it very difficult for Abraham.
以撒可以让他父亲
But no, Isaac was so obedient.
但是以撒却是非常的顺服
Why was Isaac so obedient?
以撒为什么如此顺服
Because if he looked at his father with fire in one hand and knife in the other hand, of course I would be afraid too.
因为他看到父亲左手拿刀右手拿火那他一定会害怕
So that's why we want to pass baton of faith to younger generation
所以当我们要将信仰传给下一代的时候
we must have all the characteristics
然后我们必须要有属灵的装备
And only then the younger generation
然后这样子年轻的一代
can be so obedient to the point that you can just sacrifice them
才能够愿意来牺牲自己
But for you and I as the younger generation
但身为年轻的一代
we also must be very obedient to the older generation
我们也必须要顺服上一代
really when they tell us to do a certain thing
当上长辈叫我们做事
because all this time Isaac has no idea what God's plan was
在这个时候以撒一点都不晓得神的旨意是什么
but Abraham knew
只有亚伯拉罕知道
So when we are younger generation,
所以身为年轻的一代
Look, quite often we must be obedient to the old generation.
我们一定要顺服长辈。
When they tell us to jump, we just say how high.
然后他这样跳的时候，我们就说要多高。
But of course, make sure nothing go against the truth.
但是我们只记得不能够违反圣经。
But if they want us to go and clean the toilet, they want us to vacuum here, just do it. We don't need to be disobedient.
如果他叫我们去刷马桶或者是吸地板，我们就做吧。
And only the two generations can truly work together.
也只有两代人能够同行。
That the baton of faith can pass very smoothly.
唯有同心同行才能够顺利传承。
And only the baton of faith can pass very smoothly.
唯有顺利的将信仰传承。
Then God will bless our church.
神才会祝福我们的教会。
When God bless our church, it's a win-win situation for the older generation, for the younger generation, and for God himself.
唯有信仰成顺利的信仰传承才能够创造三赢的情况
And that's why look at verse 16
我们看16节
And said by myself have sworn say the Lord because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son your only son verse 17
17节
Blessing I will bless you and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which are on the seashore and your descendant shall possess the gate of the enemies you can see this blessingcomes after the two generations work together with such a unified heart.
所以我们看出神的祝福是在这父子两代同心同行之后才得到的。
No, since I came to Christ 15 years ago,
我15年前来认识耶稣。
We have about 2,500 members on the directory.
那时候我们只有250人。
15 years later, we still have 2,500 members.
哦，在我们的在我们的 通讯录上面只有2500人。
From 15 years ago and 15 years now, we're still the same members.
然后我们每一种 的信徒没有增加。
This means we have not grown at all.
这表示说我们教会并没有成长。
Why?
为什么?
Maybe one of the reasons.
或许其中的原因。
Because you and I are not able to pass and receive the baton of faith from one another.
因为很有可能是因为我们没有办法将信仰交棒也接棒。
If we cannot receive the baton of faith,
如果我们要接棒的话
from one another,
我们要彼此
then there's no way that you and I can fulfill the task from God.
我们彼此都必须要努力不然我们没有办法完成神的工作。所以对长辈而言
be like Abraham,
要效法亚伯拉罕
for the younger generation,
年轻的一代
be like Isaac,
要效法以撒
and only then,
唯有如此
that God will truly bless the whole church.
神才会真正的祝福我们的教会。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn.
一同站立唱诗。
126.
126首。
126.
126首。
And God, let's all kneel down and pray together and give thanks.
我们一同跪下献上感谢的祷告。